Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 844, 16 till 9, matriculating our way through a Thursday morning. President Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, president of Jefferson Parish. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing well. Thank you, Tommy.
You sound like you're tired. Yeah, I've been playing too much pickleball.
Yeah, that would be wonderful if I did. Yeah.
No.
Trying to play when I can. Okay. That's my addict, you know.
So. Well, we all got to have our thing.
I know.
This is going to be awkward, and I hate to bring it up, but could I talk to you about my water bill?
Because a lot of other people are, so no problem.
Okay. I live in Plaquemines, which is going to make it even more awkward.
Yeah, I can't help you there, Tommy.
Let's talk about it seriously about... Because I think people conflate water bill with utility bill, or they think it's the same thing. And the utility bill is a lot more than just water. You want to go into all of that?
And look, I myself have a problem with it, because when I, you know, think of the bill, I still think water, and I tell my team, we've got to change this. You know, we got to be better at it. It's not a water bill. We call it the water bill for years. We're changing the bill, what it looks like. The top of it said water, contact the water department, but it's how you get your garbage. We used to do recycling, mosquito control. Maybe if you're on the west, East Bank Lafreniere, you could have fires. A lot of other services on there, and we all just think about it as a water bill. So that's the first thing that goes against water. But we're getting a lot of calls. Our council offices are getting a lot of constituent calls in March and April. And what's going on there is a couple of things. First of all, we asked the council, and we got it approved, and it started in 2022 for rate increases in our water and sewer rates. This is our citizens. This is our investment into a modern water and sewer system. We have got to stay ahead of it. We're already kind of behind it. But, you know, when I came into office, when I became parish president, we were actually losing money in both systems. So it was a terrible way to be. We were replacing things on an emergency basis, which cost like average eight times more, breaking it when it fixed, no pipe replacement program, no innovation. It was just, we were kind of in a really bad way. And I knew we had to take that on. But for COVID, I would have really taken it on in the first year. But of course, COVID happened. Mm-hmm. We were able to really develop it in 2021. It started in 2022. And this year, also, the garbage went up. Our garbage contract went from $39.77 bimonthly to $50.40. So what's going on now is we have a delay in the billing cycle. I'll give my own bill as an example. My water bill that's due April 8th mm-hmm. is for the water that I consumed January 5th through February 28th. So there is a delay. And so what you're seeing now in March and April is the full effect of all the water that you're using, the sewer that you're using, being under the new rates in addition to the garbage contract. So people's bills, they're really noticing the new 2024 rates in March with their March and April bills. So I think that is the reason for the increase in calls. But again, this is something that we have to do. We built out, you know, everybody was the focus at our when the water pipe broke. That's the example mm-hmm. of what happens when you don't have a pipe replacement program. Look at the disruption that caused us. We had the whole of the East Bank out of water for 2 days. Businesses had to close. It was just an old pipe. And this is going to start happening if we don't quickly try to replace this stuff and get on top of it. And we want to bring, not just replace it and get to average, but we want to bring our citizens, you know, a modern water system where you're going to have automated water reader meters. We still have a person go to your house and read the meter. We can't do it every month, so we have to do it every other month. That's the way it's been done in the 50s, 60s, and that's still the way we're doing it. And so we have got to bring our people a modern water and sewer system. And this is our own investment in our own system. That's basically what's going on here. So,
Can I ask how much is your water bill?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the latest one I had was $108 for garbage, sewer, you know, all of that stuff.
But utility bill. I said water bill, and I shouldn't have said that. I should have said utility bill.
Yeah, and we all say it. I get caught up in saying that, too, when we all say it around, you know, the office, and we all have to stop saying that. It's a utility bill. We're going to rename it a utility bill now. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, Tommy, of course I did a deep dive in a lot of these bills. I asked who was complaining, you know, give me some of these addresses, and I did a deep dive. So I would have told, if I would have looked at myself, I would have said, I am a very consistent user of water. I'm not filling up a pool. I'm not really doing a lot of sprinkler outside with my grass. I would have just bet that I was a very consistent user of water, and I'm not. You know, my billing cycle went from 5,000 some months to 9,000 some months to 13,000 some months, and I was shocked by it. But, you know, I have a kid in college still. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when she comes home, she's doing laundry, she's taking showers, exponentially increasing my water usage, right? Depending on, I could have 1 to 3 people at my house at any time. So, you know, that really changes my water usage, which, of course, is reflected in the bill. What I will tell everyone, like Sydney Basley, our water director, will say, it's the one thing you can control. It's one of these costs in your life that you really can really, you know, it's a function of how much water you use. And the other thing is sewer is charged based on water rates. It's an even higher rate. So if you can reduce your water consumption, you're going to really reduce your sewer consumption, which is more expensive. You're going to see that bill go down. But the funny thing is, Tommy, I'll give you a private example. I'm brushing my teeth this morning.
Yeah.
And the water is running the whole time I'm brushing my teeth. I think that's a learned behavior. I think my parents did it. The whole time, it takes very little water to brush your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole time that I'm brushing my teeth, I have the water running. I'm probably using 50 times the amount of water that I need. And I never thought about it. As old as I am, I've been doing it my whole life. And because I'm, you know, have this in front of my face, I'm like, look at how much water I'm using right now just brushing my teeth that I don't need.
Well, let me tell
you. These are the
In
Plaquemines. Do you do that too, Tommy?
Well, no, let me tell you. In Plaquemines, we have smart meters, which accurately reflects the usage. And I can tell you, I got a tankless water heater not too long ago, and the usage has gone up because I'm staying in there enjoying the hot showers. If I pressure wash the house, I can notice it. Because the meter accurately reflects how much water I'm using. And the only point I'm making, Madam President, is that sometimes people don't realize that they really are using that water.
Exactly.
Tell me about leaks and so forth, because I thought it was important, the point that you made about you'll work with people if they have a leak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you need to get into your bill and look at your water usage and know the range of what's average for you. Okay, so that's what I've done with myself. So if I'm way, way off, I have to look at, do I have a leak in my house? Or was a toilet running? You know, you got to make sure before you go out of town, go check all your toilets, make sure there's no toilet running. That'll kill you, right? So 504-736-6060. If you really believe you have a leak, we'll send out a crew. We'll look at your meter. We can do dye tests. We can do those things. And absolutely, we will do an adjustment. One time, you know, our policies, once a year, we'll do an adjustment if there's a leak to help you out. So please, you know, that's something to look at. But a lot of people, when they really get into it, they kind of have to say, well, no, I actually probably did use that much water, but they don't realize it. Mm-hmm. Or they realize they had a leak. So it's important to understand your range. It does, you know, vary a lot, but just sort of what that average range is. And it's hard because you're not getting the bill monthly. You're getting it every other month.
Well,
so that's the other thing is when you're comparing it to your all monthly bills, you got to cut this bill in half when you're judging it on how much this really costs on a monthly basis.
Aren't there smart readers, smart meters in Jefferson Parish? Are y'all thinking about that, or how are the meters read?
We're getting that. We're bidding that out now. When we went up in increases, there's all kind of things that we did for water. The water treatment plant renovation, rehab of the water towers people can see going on, pipe replacement, and also bringing everybody automated water reader meters. This is going to take us a couple years to get out. We're going to start with a commercial, start with Grand Isle Lafitte, and then we're going to get to residential. And so in a couple years, hopefully, everybody will have a smart automated water reader, which is great. You can have an app on your phone. You can see exactly the amount of gallons you use per day. You can get your own patterns. It will detect if they think you have a leak. So it's a wonderful system, and that's part of why we're paying more money now, is to be able to bring this new and modern water system to everyone.
Let me just say this. The easiest thing in the world would be for Cynthia Lee Sheng to say, oh, everything's great. No, we're not raising anything. And then the next guy, woman, man, whomever it is, comes in as parish president, and everything's falling apart. That's what leaders do. That's what leaders do, and I applaud you for your efforts. You know, I thank the world of you. Thank you. Have a nice Easter, you and your family.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Tell the kid to wash the clothes where they are. Don't bring them to your house. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. We'll take a break for traffic now, 855 WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.